Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 119.
Oh, that's a fancy number.
Why?
I don't know, it just seems like really high.
Is that the first appearance of the Gibbon?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I should start doing finding like issue 120 of something and making it, you know, for next week, because I'm ill prepared today.
You should tie them into like issues and then try to sell them with the number.
What happens in issue 119?
I mean, not right now, exactly.
But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Dave,
Adam,
Pat.
Are you supposed to take longer than that?
Well, I was
Let's
sure
try
game.
This again. A little slower that time.
Dave,
Adam,
Patrick.
That's all slow we can go without something like we have issues. And Colin's here, too. Let's just narrate what Colin's doing. So Colin's walking around the store. He's got a book. That thing's a cool book.
I pay you guys way too much.
Yeah.
For the effort you put forth.
For what we put
I
forth,
went
yes.
Get, yeah, I went to get the Amazing Spider-Man Official Index of the Marvel Universe to see what happened in issue 119.
Which is a really cool book. Yeah. I like that book.
So issue 119. Oh, the Hulk. That was close. What was the Gibbon?
It's a Hulk two-parter. It's the one when he's on the dam.
Yeah.
So does that mean we should smash something?
Since
it's so I'm clearly going to have to. I'm going to have to use. Oh, the Gibbon was 110.
Oh,
okay,
we're
close.
Past
that. Yep, sorry. Nine.
That was close. Okay.
9 episodes ago.
Yeah, and then we're getting into 121, not to give away anything. It'll be the movie will be out, so everybody will know what's going on there.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that didn't work out. Sorry. Okay. Sorry to waste your time.
It's not the Gibbon.
That would have been cool, though.
One of the best Marvel villains.
The Gibbon. You like the Mandrill, too, but that's because he got a really multicolored bum.
Yeah.
What is his power exactly? Doesn't he have something?
Like a mind power? One of them has
a mind power.
Yeah.
So.
I want to
report next week on the powers of the Gibbon and the Mandrill.
Oh, the Gibbon doesn't have any powers.
He's
a guy who dressed up as a Gibbon and he was like really gymnastic that he wanted to be Spider-Man's sidekick. So he did all this, but Spider-Man didn't take him seriously. He got so angry and he joined up with Kraven.
Okay.
Well, Kraven turned him into a more of a Gibbon-like.
Okay, because you'd think
creature.
He'd be more of the insect.
Yeah,
if Spider-Man was looking for a sidekick, it would be, you know, Millipede Boy or something.
Maybe that's why Spider-Man didn't do it. But he thought Spider-Man was bullying him and he was making fun of him. So he swore revenge.
Yeah, but Spider-Man makes fun of everybody.
I know, but Gibbon took it personal.
Oh, okay.
Swore revenge. That's...
That's a very villainous thing to do.
Yeah.
The die has been cast. That's probably what he said. That's the most villainous thing you possibly said.
That sounds more like Moriarty.
Doc Ock said it.
Gibbon.
Yeah.
Well, Doc Ock,
he's kind of more
one of those smart guys.
I'll go with that.
So
that's the Gibbon.
Okay.
So I don't know the other ones.
Well, that was a great intro. Although I was listening to... it was the Comic Book Men podcast. I think it's like I Sell Comics or something. And I guess Mike Zapsik had, like, hernia surgery last week or 2 weeks ago or something. So the entire first, like, 20 minutes was him
talking
recapping
about
that. Yeah, it was – I'm sitting there listening going
– Speaking of the mandrel.
Wow. Yeah. But I'm sitting here just kind of going, okay, I'm glad we don't do this. We tend to get into it not quickly, but, you know, at least we're comic related as opposed to talking surgical procedures.
I stubbed my toe the other day.
Okay.
It's – feels a little better.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Nice.
Glad to hear. Oh, they just released the schedule. Okay, so I'm going to Bleeding Cool for my news. Only because, you know, I know it's not the best
source.
You feel
like that's a bad thing?
Well, it's not normally the most reliable and stuff, but they have some of the solicits, and we'll definitely talk about the new previews comes out next week, so we'll definitely do that. But there were just a couple things. Not going to go into really any specifics, but...
Your favorite comic book company.
My favorite comic book company listed their solicits with 33 classified listings, meaning basically the solicit says Amazing Spider-Man number 4
classified. Has S.H.I.E.L.D. so, taken over?
Classified. We don't know. So it's just one of those. But 33 of their books are going to have a classified title that they will then release in a press release or on a news site. And it's like, so I am going to have to search for what's going on in these books. Now, not a big deal. You know, I'm going to order Amazing Spider-Man, probably very similar to how I ordered number 3. That's not the big deal. The bigger deal is this. We have Original Sin number 5 and Original Sin number 6 and Original Sin 5.1. And 5.2, and 5.3, and 5.4, and 5.5. And we have Original Sins 3 and 4. And those are all classified. I have no idea what they are. Why do we need 5.1?
What are these for?
This is Original Sin.
No. When?
Oh, June. Or July. July.
If they could tell you why you
August,
needed
July
that.
July and August. This is
not
weird.
A lot of time for you to figure out what you need to do.
Yeah, so it's just... Well, wait a minute. An original... Oh, what are they doing here? Okay, because I just noticed Original Sin... Oh. Okay. 5 comes out July 2nd. 5.1 comes out July 9th. 5.2, July 23rd. 5.3, August 6th. 5.4, August 20th. 5.5, September 3rd. 5.5 comes out September 3rd. 6... Original Sin 6 comes out July 16th. So 5.5 is going to come out like 2 months after 6.
Is this like their whole...
I don't... And people are going to be coming in to asking me questions. My big question is, it's a 9-issue miniseries, even though it says of 8, we're starting at 0. And they've just, between Original Sin 3, which had 3.1s, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4. I confused Pat earlier.
Yes.
And now we have 5 has 5 points. So that's an extra 9 issues. So now it's suddenly an 18-issue book. Are these important? I have no idea. You know what it's about?
It's about
classified. That's my problem. That's where this stuff drives me crazy. Because, like, on... Every Monday, we have to do the final order cutoff, which we call FOC. And that's our last chance to adjust numbers, either up or down, before our numbers are in. The reason they do that is Marvel got sued because they weren't meeting their own terms of service. Basically, books were shipping late, contents were changing, creative teams were changing, all of which should make the books returnable. Well, they weren't. The big thing being late was the main thing. But... So to get around that, they instituted this thing, final order cutoff, where we have up until 3 weeks before the book ship to adjust our numbers. So if a book is late, as long as we had a chance to adjust that number on FOC, it's not returnable. Something like Brilliant, which shipped, Brilliant 5 shipped 2 weeks ago, 2 years late. But because it's been on final order cutoff, it's not technically late. So we aren't able to return it. The problem with something like that is... It was 2 years late. I sold zero copies because the people that were getting it didn't care anymore. I have to eat those copies because I had to look. I sold 7 copies of number 4. My assumption...
You were going to sell 7
copies. I was going to sell 7 copies of number 5. Well, sadly, everybody said pass. So now I ate those, even though I don't feel it's my fault that they didn't sell.
I have to write down what I read last week. How do you expect me to remember what I read
years
ago?
But because of final order cutoff, they get around that. DC, to their credit, even if it's on final order cutoff, if it's late, it's returnable. Sandman's going to be returnable. Forever Evil 7 is going to be returnable. All the Superman Unchained are returnable because they were late. Or if they change an artist, they change a writer, they then make it returnable. Just to give you an idea, every week on my invoice is the list of returnable things. So there's the list of books that I can return. And if you look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 DC books, because something happened, are all returnable. Chances are I'm not going to, you know, just because Flash was 2 weeks late. Not a big deal. I'm not worried about that. But you notice what? There's no Marvel books, even though their books are cattywampus. I love that commercial. Oh, don't go all cattywampus on me.
I know,
Mr.
I do too. That's why.
So, where was I going with this? But it just makes it, now it's going to be very hard to figure out how to order these books before FOC. you know, I'm going to have to FOC 6 and 7 and 8 probably Original Sin before 4.2 even ships, and it's just, it plays havoc with trying to figure out how to order these things.
Well, and how do you promote them? I mean, if I come in and say, hey, what can you tell me about this? It's classified.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I can't promote some, and you know, people are going to ask, are they important? Do I need to get them? I have no idea because I don't even know what they are. And now,
what kind of clearance do you need in order to find out this information? You have to be a level 7?
Well, here's the other thing that I learned.
Not even Captain America is a level
7. Vectoring Fear Itself, they did a bunch of one-shots. And it was like Fear Itself Loki, Fear Itself Captain America, Fear Itself... I don't remember the rest. I do remember Captain America possibly being the worst comic book I've ever read. The Fear Itself one-shot. And at that point, I kind of realized that basically editorial had an idea or sales had an idea. We need some one-shots. We need to flush this out a little bit more. So they just put those books in there, and then they figured out later
how they fit in,
what they were, even who's writing it, who's drawing it. So I'm worried that that's part of this. Well, hey, let's do an extra 5-issue mini. Yeah, well, because they had to put this out.
Adam, you like Captain America. Yeah. You go draw it.
Because they have to put this out 3 months ahead of time, they didn't know exactly what was going on yet. So it's just frustrating on my end, because now this is, the other problem is, I'm going to hand you guys the previews books next week. All the information you're going to have is that you're not going to say, hey, order this for me. I want that. That looks really good. So you're going to pass on it. So I'm not going to have any idea how it's going to sell. I'm going to have no input.
Right.
So and so I'm guessing, I'm ordering totally blind. Even up to and after, you know, up to FOC. So that's where I go insane with stuff like this. Now we got a new Rocket Raccoon book. Spider-Man. But then here's the other thing we're getting. 100th anniversary special number 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, X-Men, Avengers, Fantastic Four.
In what universe are those characters 100 years
old? What exactly? 100th anniversary of what?
There was a story on...
I saw that. I did, but that doesn't make sense either.
I know it doesn't make sense.
Of the birth of Siegel and Shuster. Why would Marvel...
celebrate Siegel and Shuster.
Right. So what are they celebrating that happened in 1914? You know, it's just... And but of course, what are these solicits?
Oh, it's that I can't say because I don't have clearance.
It's classified, so I won't know. So the other problem is, no one is going to pre-order any of these books. So I'm going to have zero, and I think each of them has two covers. I was looking.
The only thing I can think of is Timely Comics.
That wasn't around in 1914. Comics didn't start till the late 30s.
Even the not those are superhero comics though.
The other comics didn't start much before that. Like More Fun, I think was the first one.
Huh. I don't know.
So yeah, I did. But so yeah, I don't know. But would they really be celebrating the birth of comic book? You know, or
well, if it's timely, then it would be though.
Yeah. Birth of the superhero.
Yeah, but
still, yeah, but the that's still
like Captain. How old's Captain America?
40s.
40s. Yeah, World War II.
Don't you remember that movie with the whole...
Yeah, Timely Comics founded in 1939.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I have no idea what they're... So I'm just confused. And I don't like being confused when I have to order this stuff. It's bad enough, you know, guessing on stuff that, you know, crash
you know
and burn and instantly. Like, both Wolverine books have just...
Maybe
the relaunch has killed...
The founder of Timely Comics was born.
Right. Was Stan Lee born then? No,
he's 90.
Okay. That would actually make more sense to celebrate him, but okay. So we don't know what's going on there. Okay, so that's enough Marvel slamming. Now, in contrast...
It's not slamming, we're just all confused.
Yeah. Now, in contrast, they put up some DC stuff that I'm actually kind of intrigued by, which I know, shocking, I like DC. But they gave some of the plot details for some of these 5-year later books, these Future Zen books. And some of them I found interesting, like how are we going to get here? Let's see, there were a couple that I thought was pretty cool.
A lot of time travel. Booster Gold.
I like this one. Constantine. After a desperate 5-year quest, John Constantine has claimed the ultimate occult prize, the Helmet of Fate. I'm like, that's interesting.
So I guess that means that's going to be a running storyline in his book.
How'd it get there?
Well,
if it was a 5-year journey.
The basic idea behind these is they told the writers, the current writers, figure out where your plot, your story is going, and where you're going to be in 5 years. So
even though that, you're not going to be on the book in five
right,
years.
Most likely not. But I just thought that was pretty interesting.
I am a little like intrigued about Constantine finding the Helmet of Fate. Because all we've seen of Dr. Fate is in Earth 2.
I'm just intrigued by the whole, you know, starting off 5 years, you're going to get an end point. You have the beginning point. How do they get from point A to point B?
Yeah. Now, here's the other one I liked. Harley Quinn. Harley and Joker make it legal at last. Follow the happy couple to their secret honeymoon spot where it's literally till death do they part.
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes sense. That's fun.
Does he come back? He's been missing for a while.
Clearly he'll be back by then.
Well, and she, you know, she's off doing her thing.
Don't you think he'd want his face back?
She'd love her pudding no matter what. It doesn't matter to her. It's about the love, not about the face.
That's true.
Swamp Thing. This is interesting. The avatars of the green, red, and gray go to war with the avatars of bacteria and metal.
Ooh.
What?
There's other avatars?
Yeah, so, you know, just kind of... Yeah. Just, I thought those were kind of interesting. So that's all I have news about.
Dr. Fate.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of neat. So that's all I have news-wise. Anybody else have any news or anything that happened there?
I think I'm ready for, like, Earth 2 to go into, like, to get out of this war. And, like,
well, they probably will. They're supposed to be a new weekly book coming
it's
from
good
them.
Still, but yeah. It just seems like it's, like,
dragging a little bit. Yeah, but there is a... They announced the third weekly is going to be an Earth 2... weekly series.
Okay.
I didn't read too much about it. It'll probably be in the previews next week, so we'll have a little more info.
Now, I did see that they were all going to end at the same time in March of next year.
Now, is not all the, just the monthly, the
yeah,
weeklies,
the weeklies
are going to
yeah,
end
the
then. Yeah, because the headline of the article I read made it look like all DC books were ending in March. I think it was just a poorly written headline.
They wanted to do a new now, new 52.
Yeah, all new now. All new 52.
All new 52 right
yes.
now.
Point one.
Yes.
Do you like
green.
The idea of three
pineapple.
Weekly books?
Green.
I like a weekly book, yes. Yes, I like a weekly book because something like Batman Eternal, you coming in, you know every week you have a Batman book. And it makes you eager to come in each week to get your next installment as opposed to a monthly installment where you just have to wait a little longer. But I do like the idea of the weekly. It also, especially when they're done well, like Batman is giving me a real nice... I don't want to say bump in sales, but I know every week I'm going to have a nice chunk. You know, every week, because some weeks are better than others based on what's coming out.
Right.
And so, like, I always like a Batman week because I sell a boatload of Batman. So knowing I'm going to have a Batman every week is good. And so far, it's been solid. People are still picking up ones. This week, we're picking up ones and twos to go with the three. So
okay.
It's still growing for me.
Have you had to reorder number one?
Not yet, but I ordered, to give you an idea, I normally order 115 Batman. I ordered 100 Batman Eternal number ones.
Okay.
But looking on the shelf, I'm going to say I might have 10 left. Also, they were returnable if you exceeded a certain number of Detective 27. So I made sure to meet that goal.
Okay.
So that I could return whatever didn't sell. But
okay.
There's not
but
a chance.
Yeah.
There, I'm not worried. I, at some point, probably will have to reorder. But, you know, 100 on a weekly book, you know, just slightly below Batman, but...
That's still pretty...
People are liking it. People are... Adam's reading it right now, because he has nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Which, is kind of good. Okay. Adam, you just be quiet. Okay.
What did you want to talk about?
Be quiet.
You didn't want to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, sadly, I didn't finish S.H.I.E.L.D. Adam didn't watch anything because I guess he's too busy.
Yeah.
So he didn't even watch last week's Arrow that I thought was really good.
Arrow was very good.
I'll watch it. Just not today. Maybe tonight.
Oh, tonight. Good time.
Well, too
good
late.
Timing.
I'll watch it tonight. We'll talk about it right now.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it right now. I do like the fact that they finally confirmed who Summer Glau was.
Yeah, because she had they kind of introduced her and forgot
it was
about
like his
her
daughter or something like that.
Well, not really.
That's
but,
who it is.
Well, it's but it, like daughter or just he like
no,
trained
that's
her
his daughter. It's Rose Wilson.
Weird.
But yeah, so it's been good.
Are they Schwartz Rose? Did they even say
I can
is?
I can definitely see now.
Because I know they changed Ra's al Ghul's daughter because they didn't want to, like.
Well, no, they just made a different daughter. Yeah, his daughter's dead. Yeah.
I don't remember Talia's dead. Daughter in the books.
No, the other one wasn't a book.
But Talia's dead, so.
Are you talking about the movie Talia?
Yeah.
How do we know that even ties in the same universe?
I wouldn't.
And can an al Ghul really be dead?
True. But now I definitely seeing that in order for Deathstroke to get his final justice, Sarah will not survive the season.
Yeah, I wonder how they would work that out, though.
Then we'd get Laurel.
She's way too whiny.
Not anymore. She'll lose her voice and only be able to scream. No, I don't.
She's, you know, as implausible as it is, Sarah spent 5 years, 4 years, whatever, training with the League of Assassins. Right. So, okay, she can become Black Canary. Laurel went to law school. You've been to law school. How much ninjutsu training did you have?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I didn't think that was one of your classes. It was like contracts and then ninjutsu?
Yes.
Like back-to-back?
Ooh.
Just thinking back to them days probably hurts.
No, it doesn't. No, I don't like to remember that stuff. We don't talk about it.
It's like Fight Club and Marvel.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, you're not allowed to know. You know nothing. Okay.
So there's no Walking Dead, so can't.
No, no, we can't.
Adam wouldn't have watched it anyway.
Right. Well, that's Adam. We wanted to talk about the book. He didn't read the book, so.
I read the book.
No, we can't talk about it till next week. No spoilers on this show, man.
There's one right here.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, it's not like till issue 25 or something like that.
No,
can I just say that I find it funny when she says, "Oh no, I'm going to spoil his puzzle."
What? You found that funny?
And I also like the Q pad that they mentioned. It's not an iPad; it's a Q pad.
Well, that's from
made by Oliver Queen.
Right, that's from Green Arrow. They've been doing that for a while.
I just find it funny. What are we talking about? Books?
Yeah, we're talking about books.
We're going to have to.
So, Batman last week, Batman 30, I thought was outstanding. I thought
it
was one of the best books of the run. And I just really loved the ending. Yeah, here's that crazy maniac, you know, and they're welcoming him. But basically, the Riddler has brought Gotham to year zero. It's brought it back to the Savage. He controls everything. He's got some sort of robots going on, and if everybody tries to get in, they're gonna release poison. And
it was kind of like the movie with Bane, the Batman.
Yeah,
Dark Knight Rises. That he sealed off the city, like it's its own like little area.
But I like how he gave you a chance. If you can stump him on a riddle, he'll let everybody go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is the riddle going to be?
Like, comes out with like a horrible riddle that he answers right before.
Yeah, before
it's even read. And then I like how they have to tell their riddle on that grating.
Right. Well, so he can kill them. Then.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought it was very, very good. I enjoyed everything about it. I got to the end and I just like, that was a good book.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
But the art's really nice.
Yeah. Coloring everything is good on.
Yeah, the color is really good.
Not quite. I love it. He shaved you with her lady razors.
Yeah.
So exactly. You know, they never. How long was he out?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I don't think he was out for that long.
Oh, that's right. Because he made the plants grow because of that serum from the plant guy.
Right, okay. But how did the beard grow?
What do you mean?
How did the beard grow?
Whose beard?
Bruce, yeah. You know, he was had to be shaved.
Yeah.
Well, you don't shave every day?
Right. If I don't shave for a day or 2 days, I mean,
He said it could have grown.
He didn't have a beard.
Could have grown
because
in a week.
The mom
and might
shaved
be,
him.
You know, good, you know, they might be only out for a week. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly. But now Gordon has a long beard. So.
Yeah.
This kid he's with.
He's from the very beginning.
Yeah, I know that, but it's kind of funny how he's trying to think of like the ultimate puzzle.
Yeah, what's the best?
And I have a feeling he'll probably be the one who does figure all this out. But, it was really good. In Batman Eternal last week.
I thought it was good.
It was good, and I like how the Spectre showed up. in it.
Mm-hmm. And shows you the, and also it starts with the corruption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because he's a character in Zero Year. He's the one who flooded the whole
right
place by not listening.
But you have also like the mayor showing that the mayor's corrupt.
Yeah.
Well,
he's always been corrupt.
Right,
it seems like
right.
it's been the same mayor for, like, even before New 52.
Well, I love it's Hady or Hattie, H-A-D-Y, and you also had Hallie Circus, H-A-L-Y. It's like they just don't like to put, you know, E's and, you know, just really weird spellings and stuff.
Yeah, it was funny who they bring into it. They hit it throughout the whole issue that he was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And then after a while, if you're a fan of Batman and you've known who this character is, you would have seen the scar on his face because
mm-hmm.
they shadowed it, but you saw the outline
of the scar. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally at the end, they show who it is, that it's Falcone.
Fabok's art in this has been fantastic.
Who it's interesting to why Falcone is there. Cause like, I know it might be just New 52 and he's alive in New 52 cause he was dead.
He got better.
Yeah.
It's a sub-reboot.
Who really dies in comics?
Yeah.
Uncle Ben.
Yep.
That's about it.
He's dead. Peter's parents.
They're just hiding.
Yeah.
They're agents of Hydra.
Maybe they.
Okay.
What?
I heard in the new Spider-Man movie, I guess there's a scene at the end during the credits of...
What?
Yeah, of Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that was some deal, I guess, with the director
or
something.
Mark Webb could direct it, yeah. They're not going to
But it's funny
up.
Because they're not... Yeah, but it's not
right.
even the same production company.
But it was like a payoff or something.
Mark Webb owed Fox a movie, so Fox lent him to Sony to be able to direct Amazing Spider-Man 2. In return, they had to basically, you know, have marketing for X-Men for free in their movie, and that's how they did it.
I've heard really good things about the movie, though. Even, like, better. I wasn't hearing much news at all about the first one when it came out.
Okay.
And then, but I've heard, like, a lot of people saying that they really enjoyed this movie, so I don't know.
The stuff that I heard last week, because it opened last week in Britain, and I've tried to stay away from spoilers, but the one thing I did read, yeah, that one. But the one thing I did read was that it was the Batman and Robin of Spider-Man movies. And that when I heard that,
that doesn't sound
right. Yeah, I was like, oh, not.
Well, okay, what they're saying, I've read that a lot of it. It's exactly what I thought when I saw Jamie Foxx as Electro.
Uh-huh.
The beginning part is just like he would watch like Batman Forever, watch Jim Carrey as the Riddler, as Enigma at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's all this like dopey like scientist guy or whatever.
Yeah. Does he say Glavin?
But they were saying that it was just like watching it. It was just like, wow, that's Batman Forever right there.
Project lead on Oscorp's Flubber.
Yeah.
Just so ice skates don't come out of Spider-Man's.
Mm.
Feet.
Yeah,
they probably. We can only hope
he'd web them.
Yeah.
Web Green skates. Goblin uses a lot of goblin puns. Oh, a goblin pun is.
Mm-hmm.
But he uses them. That's his weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll. That comes out next week, so we can't talk about it yet because we haven't seen it.
A lot of people have. Weird.
Yeah, and why is everything opening earlier in England? What's so special about England?
Well, they're a couple hours ahead of us.
They get, like, to see Doctor Who first. They'll make a deal, you know, that we get to see Doctor Who first.
Andrew Garfield's British, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's British.
All the...
Maybe he just was like, they got to
see
it
So we can
first.
Blame him?
Okay. We should.
Jamie Foxx is American.
Very British.
He's British?
He's American.
He's Irish. Jamie O'Fox. You know
Jamie Aunt May, Fox.
Aunt May's American as you can be. She was a nun.
That's right. She was a flying nun. She has superpowers.
There's a team up for you.
Oh, no. She went with the bandit, you know. No,
that's true. Bandit. Yeah.
Okay, we're way off. Also, last week, Hulk number one. Who all read Hulk 1?
I read Hulk.
Okay,
Hulk
so I'm trying to figure out why it's number one when it literally continues right from the page
Same
of the last
Daredevil
one.
To...
But I mean,
no
literally, right from the page, because I actually looked when I was moving the books, and I looked at the end of the last issue of Indestructible Hulk when he got shot in the back of the head, and then Hulk 1 starts with them having to do...
He's not indestructible anymore?
No. Well, Hulk is, but Banner isn't.
Was Banner ever indestructible? I always thought Hulk was indestructible.
But apparently they shot him, and now they had to do neurosurgery on him, and then at the end of the surgery, he's basically been... Banner's now stupid because he's been brain damaged. Pretty much.
So yeah. When Hulk is the smart side of that team.
Right.
That would have been more interesting. That Banner became stupid, but Hulk became
smart. Well,
that
might be. We haven't seen Hulk yet. Hulk out.
Hulk's going to be... He'll be smart because he's wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And
Professor Hulk.
Reading a book.
Reading a book. He's basically becomes Beast.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. But he doesn't hang upside down for
that. He sounds like Kelsey Grammer.
I'd read that.
Kelsey Grammer Hulk.
Joins the Illuminati.
And then sends
That's right.
Beast to Planet Beast.
Planet Beast. I don't even know what would happen.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
And then Beast. World War Beast.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Even though World War Hulk was awful.
What? Oh, World War, yes. World Planet Hulk.
Yeah, Planet Hulk was good. The only thing we learned at World War Hulk was that who actually destroyed...
Yeah, Meek was
Scar
a...
Scar or whatever
Meek was
planet.
A dick. Yeah. Which, I mean, his name is Meek.
Did Meek get smashed? Hulk smashed Meek.
Did he turn out to be a traitor at the end?
Yeah, he's the one who lost the planet.
Yeah.
That was odd. Just an odd... It was an odd event because it came out of nowhere. Like, it was just all of a sudden...
Because
like
you asked
was,
for it.
Because, we get summer events, and then we all of a sudden we got World War Hulk, and it was just, like, in a weird place. And I feel like Civil War or something just ended, and then World War Hulk came out straight after it, and it was just like, I just read an event, so I don't know.
Because Hulk was off the thing for Civil War.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Whose side would a Hulk... Would
that's
Hulk
who knows. At? Who knows?
I thought he would have been on Cap's side.
Yeah, Hulk no register. Hulk smash.
Hulk already has dealt with the government. Hulk's not,
Now he's best buddies with Tony Stark.
Oh, maybe Tony Stark, that's the reason why he sent him off.
He knew this was coming.
That he was going to be doing, See, that made it more interesting. See, we should be writing for Marvel.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to now because all the points and the, I'd bring a book out and it would be like...
Classified?
Yeah, classified and... And it's just not worth it.
So what else did you read, Colin?
Justice League 29, I liked a lot. I thought they really nailed the Metal Men.
I liked the battle.
I liked the lead pun.
The
Mercury.
The Mercury, yes. Because that was right out of the old series where they would basically, in the middle of action, would describe their powers. And as he's attacking, he's like, I'm the only one that's liquid at room temperature. Yeah. So I like that a lot. And it was funny with them bringing the bad guys in and the fighting. It's almost like I wanted to see more of that. But at the end, we're going right to number 7. So hopefully it'll be really, really good.
I wonder if they're ever going to stop, from exploding, the Firestorm. Like, it seems like that's what the whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with that Justice League of America. It at the end of it, it was just... It seemed like it was going to show you, like, parts of... what was happening, and then it turned out it was almost like it was all a dream or something, and it's just like, why did I just read this? It was irrelevant. Like, I can take that from when I first started reading it, I could say it was important. Now I look at it, and I'm just like, I could take that out, and it wouldn't contribute anything to the story at all.
No.
So, no, I don't recommend that.
But that book was always a bridge book. It's what kind of
its only existence was to have another Justice League team.
That one that never went anywhere.
But no, but it started to incite Trinity War, which then led into Forever Evil.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was really the basis of the book.
Yeah, I mean, but even that, I don't think it did that good of a job doing. Like, they just needed to exist. In order to
it could have been a one shot to
they didn't really even need I don't know it was really weird. I mean, when Geoff Johns was writing it was okay, but and then some of the characters, like, I don't like Stargirl. Like, she's just boring.
No, when she three of the issues, she was the featured character on it.
But it,
it
just
and it was
that
the
never
same
went
issue,
anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not care for that at all.
Yeah, it just the only one I probably like is Martian Manhunter.
Yeah,
but it's in this new one. It was good because of the new Zero. I liked Justice League United because you had Animal Man, you had Green Arrow, who Lemire's writing both of those.
Okay,
so he's more familiar with them. The Manhunter was good. Stargirl was okay.
Yeah, because wasn't Green Arrow supposed to be part of Justice League of America, and he really never was in it.
Mm-mm. I think that one got derailed. Sorry, by editorial and the whole planning of the the Trinity War, and then you had
Forever Evil.
And that book just because that got derailed by like issue 6, I think it was when that started tying in with Trinity War.
Yeah,
so that just never really worked.
Weird.
So, let's see. Oh, here's an interesting little one that I read. It's a little book called San Hannibal. Little small press thing. And the only reason I took it home because when I was checking it in, I just kind of flipped it open, just kind of going, what's this? The cover intrigued me enough. And the color palette inside, it was just hot pink. It was like black and hot pink, but the art was really good and it was really distinctive. It's like a crime noir detective type of thing. And the coloring just really made it jump. Just a really good, really neat little book.
Other than My Little Pony, you don't sell many pink books.
I do not, but it was really good.
Maybe Hello Kitty.
The art, this is like really little book. I don't even, I think it's like Pop Goes the Icon is the name of the company that puts out. So something I've never heard of, but the story was really good. There were two typos, which annoyed me a little bit. Just, it's like, come on. Thursday was misspelled with an I instead of a U.
I've been catching a lot of typos in books recently.
Yeah, and you think, it's even easier now. Yeah, it was just, what?
I was reading something, I don't remember what it was, but the two of the words were reversed.
Okay.
And I was reading it, I was like, I kept reading it like I was doing something wrong. Like, I was reading it, and then I was just like, no, it sounds better this way. So I flipped it, and I said, yeah, that's how it's supposed
to be. Well, and then they're looking for this missing girl, and the first time her name is mentioned in the book, instead of being, I think it was like Savannah, it was Sanana. And I remember going, Sanana, what the heck? And then it came up Savannah. I'm like, the next time, I'm like, okay, well, that makes a little more sense. But it's like, how do you miss that? I mean, especially because it's computer lettered. You'd think that would show up with a little red squiggly, But the art was fantastic for somebody that I've never heard of before. I've seen enough, Marvel stuff lately that's poor where this guy could outdo them. So, San Hannibal, if you're looking like just a nice little mystery, it was very, very well done. And then Adam's favorite book of last week.
Superior Spider-Man.
Yes, sir. I still haven't read it.
Spider-Man.
Now, to be fair, I flipped through it, so I know what happened, but I haven't read it. Especially the end part, I don't know what happened. There was a lot of talking.
It wasn't I didn't think it was the best end then. I think for everything that has been happening,
was Doc Ock in it at all?
No,
okay,
not the last
that's what one. That's what confused me.
And it just for all, everything it was, the whole series has been like the ending of this and the conclusion. Just nothing seemed to happen. It was a letdown. It seemed like a lot of it. There's a lot of like weird loose ends. Like the one I still don't get why he went the way he did was with the Anna Maria and not killing the character, because now she's just like,
what are you going to do with her?
Yeah. What exactly are you going to break up with her?
I thought he broke up with her. Like,
I can't remember. I really can't. And I'm just like, would it be easier if I really like the idea that I had that they were going to, and maybe that's a lot of it. I had that idea that they were going to kill off the character, and that was going to be Doc Ock's failure. And then
he'd
say, I can't do this. I'm not the superior Spider-Man. And he'd get
people. Or I lost her, my one love,
and
I can't
feel like
go on. Yeah.
In that way, it seems like a lot bigger of a thing. Like, he was just like, he failed. And in this, he was just like, oh, I don't think I can do it. I'm just like, okay, you kind of gave up real easily without nothing. I almost didn't save that kid. I almost didn't.
You're Doc Ock. You get beat by Spider-Man all the time. That doesn't stop you.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, and then the whole Goblin reveal, like, they led us to believe that it was, who was it? It was Liz Allen.
Liz, yeah.
And it wasn't Liz. It turned out
it was her. She just had somebody fake like he was. That guy was not a mastermind. He was a fall guy.
But he said he was Norman. In the book, he says,
I'm right.
Norman
Osborn. Right. Yeah,
He's changing. He changed his appearance to look like, as you said, right. Abraham Walking Dead.
Right, yeah.
And he's now not a goblin anymore because Spider-Man used little serum, bites or whatever inside. Then they bit him, and now he's not a goblin. And according to him, he's like, oh, you can see what I did when I was mad, you know, when I was crazy. Now see what I can do when I'm not crazy. And I was just like, wow, that's...
Okay.
What are you going to do? Like,
yeah.
Well, he wasn't really that crazy in Civil War. So is that what he's going to do? So it just, everything just, it was a really weird ending. There were a lot of things that I just didn't get at all.
The Carly Cooper thing was a little weird too at the end. That didn't really tie up well.
And then she's going to go and whatever. She doesn't want to be a cop anymore.
Yeah,
well, she can with those funky eyes.
Well, they'll go away.
That'll clear up.
According to what she said.
A little topical cream that goes away.
Well, and the black eyes. Would, okay, sure.
Those black eyes were crazy.
And then even MJ. You know, she was kind of like, hey, I respect what you're doing, but I don't want anything to do with you anymore.
Yeah.
That was... You know, after how many
years? I think Spider-Man needs new friends.
Yeah.
They tried that. Remember where he lost his friends and he was working in a coffee shop and they tried to give him a new supporting cast? It didn't work.
That was at the beginning of Big Time, wasn't it?
No. Was it that? I thought it was further, longer. And, I think it was longer ago than that.
Well, he wasn't working at Harry's coffee shop, was he? The coffee bean?
No, I don't think it was that one.
Okay. They always bring that coffee bean place all the time.
Or was that Ben Reilly that they did that with?
Maybe that was it.
That might have been it. Where they were trying to establish, like, new...
Just recently. I mean, they kind of have tried to give him new people, like Carly Cooper, and they gave him that roommate who was the cop. And,
yeah.
They brought Harry back into it, and it just... I don't know. He might need some new friends, because these ones aren't working out. The whole MJ and Aunt May thing was kind of interesting. It's just funny how he's clearing up, oh, I'm not... It wasn't me, or... He's taking the fault on it, and he's just like, it's okay, I've been a little odd recently, and it's just like, come on.
Well, and there's the Avengers, I mean, there's going to be fallout with that.
Yeah, I wanted to know more about that. I wanted to know, okay, what are we going to do with the Avengers? Like, are the Avengers going to arrest him? You know, because this was kind of his fault, in a way, Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, a lot of things, I mean, maybe they'll get into it in the next issue, but I have a feeling they're... They'll just drop it.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I guess J. Jonah Jameson's going to go back to being a newspaper publisher.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that, too. Like, what is he going to do? Take over the Daily Bugle? It's not his anymore.
And at what point does he have the amnesia that digital comic is doing?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I'm confused.
The whole thing is, for a series that went on going pretty strong, it was pretty interesting, concluded really poorly. I think. I don't think he had a very good idea of how he was going to conclude it. Either they told him he had to because of the movie and he wasn't ready, and he just wasn't prepared to conclude it, and he just brought something out real quick. I don't know. I mean, it does time out really well for when the movie comes out and then bringing Peter back, so it seems like that's what
happened.
It's
just weird to end at 31, you know.
Issues are falling off your shelves in there. I keep hearing...
The issues are just falling off the shelves.
Yeah, they're just falling off the shelves.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Well, what else do you read, Pat?
I'll go check those issues.
Yeah, go ahead and check those issues. I read Deadpool versus Carnage.
Oh.
No, actually,
Who's writing that? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's not the guy who's been writing all the Carnage.
No, it's not the guy.
Zeb Wells.
Yeah.
The Zeb Wells Carnage stuff was really good. I liked it. Just for a little short story.
It's goofy, but... I was sitting here reading it last week when you came in. I was sitting here laughing reading it. I mean, if you enjoy
they both
juvenile Deadpool humor, and there's actually a line in there where he says something to the effect of, you know, I can smell you're kind of crazy because you're kind of crazy as cousins to my kind of crazy, and down where you're from, that's okay. So it was like, okay.
So they made friends?
No. They keep trying to kill each other, so it's pretty good.
But they're both really unkillable.
Yeah, for the most part. I read Sinestro number 1.
Okay, I didn't get to that.
It was really...
it wasn't bad. It kind of starts off with him almost like in a like as a monk. He doesn't fear anything, so because he doesn't fear anything, his ring doesn't work. And he gets like attacked by these tiger things, and his whole deal is, you know, each time they attack him, they get a little bit better at it, okay. And he's hoping that will bring him fear. So I really don't know timeline-wise where it ties in, because it doesn't really fit at the end of Lights Out, which was the last time you saw him in Green Lantern, but it definitely doesn't tie into what's going on with Forever Evil. So it's
yeah, somewhere. That's what I was kind of confused about, because I thought he was like... I found it odd that he showed up in Forever Evil, because it seems like he was wanting to be secluded, and all of a sudden he just shows up on Earth for absolutely no reason.
Well, and that's why this might be what takes place in between Lights Out and Forever Evil, because at the end of it, he does get fear back. Lissa Dark comes and talks to him, basically says Arkillo is just handing out rings to everybody, he's making a mockery of your core, and... you know, all this. So he comes back, and that's where it ends, is he's basically taking over the Yellow Corps again. So my guess is it's going to go off on that tangent. At some point, he'll go off and do Forever Evil and then come back.
I wonder, how did they distribute each other? Does he just hand them to them?
No, I think they seek out.
Yeah, they seek out.
But didn't it involve Mogo for the Green Lantern rings to do that? Like, is there any special way that the Yellow...
There must be.
Yeah, I think they had a Master Lantern that got destroyed.
Weird.
I don't know. Because at one time I thought Arkillo was the only one left.
Yeah, it was.
No, I think that was... That wasn't during war.
Then. Well, I don't know if he was the only one left. I know a lot of them were imprisoned on Oa. And with Oa not being around anymore, maybe maybe they did. Maybe they're out and about. They can be Yellow Lanterns, but
out and about.
Out and about.
Out and about.
On the town.
Yellow Lanterns on the town. I like how they're always called Sinestro Corps,
even though
Sinestro doesn't run it. Like, you think Arkillo would have just been like, it's Arkillo Corps now.
Or I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. It's like the Recky and Bowinkle College.
What's a motto you, yeah. and I read Harley Quinn.
Okay. I'm way behind. I think I'm only read the first two.
It's good. She's at this point, she's trying to kind of like her wacky misadventures, if you will, is kind of the way it goes. She has a hit out on her, and some old guy is basically going to help her get rid of this, but she has to help him kill 8 people first, and it's madcap.
Madcap.
Yeah. But there's been, you know, she has taken on, like, she's doing roller derby, and she's working at an old age home as a therapist. And there was one issue where a woman with dementia said, you know, her family never visits her, so Harley pays them a visit and basically scares the hell out of them and finds out, oh, wait, this lady has dementia, and she doesn't remember, but we actually visit her all the time. And so it's... Yeah, it's pretty good. But there's Poison Ivy, I think, was in the second issue. But other than that, there's really no tie-in back to the rest of the world. Yeah, I think that's everything I read that you read.
Okay. Well, no, what else? It doesn't have to be what I read.
The only other thing I read was Supergirl.
Okay.
Which, again, I'm really reading that just because it's tying into the Red Lanterns.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's not the best thing ever.
I just didn't get into that whole Red Lantern. Not Red Lanterns. That seems interesting. I just didn't get into the Supergirl being a Red Lantern thing.
Well, like, I read the first two arcs of her book, and she's always pissed off.
Yeah.
So you would think the Red Lantern ring would have found her years ago, not just now.
The only reason why it's the Red Lanterns are playing a part on Earth is because Hal Jordan. Gave that sector to Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I found that kind of interesting too, because I get in the in Green Lantern Corps now. John Stewart finally now knows that he did that, so he's not going to be too happy about it. Because I don't know, can they not go home? Can they not go to Earth at all?
Yeah, the only one that's allowed to be on Earth is Simon Baz.
But the rest of them can't, even if they're, like, visiting.
Right, yeah, they were saying you got to stay out of
Earth territory.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make any sense for one of them to be in the Justice League? A Red Lantern?
Ooh.
I don't know. Colin's drawing a Superman logo.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool, though. You get a Red Lantern in the Justice League.
Yeah. Why not? Because then their whole team now is going to consist of Lex Luthor and
what is it? Red Lantern.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see where that Lex Luthor thing goes.
Yeah, they were showing that in the new those solicits that we were talking about before, and having. Just that's what it's all going to be about. It reminds me so much of Dark Reign and Marvel. Like, the Civil War is now over. Now it's, you know, or whatever they have. The invasion. I guess this is a secret invasion would be this.
Trust no one.
Yeah. And now they got a bad...
They're going to have the Dark Justice... Well, not Justice League Dark, but the Dark Justice League.
The Dark Justice League. Well, they kind of do, because that's Lex Luthor is their leader. And I'm just wondering if they're going to, like, Lex Luthor's going to do something and the Justice League's going to have to come back and stop him, you know? And I'm like, this is basically... I hope it doesn't go in that direction, because that's exactly the plot, the Civil War to Dark Reign and Siege. Siege, your favorite event.
No, I didn't like Siege. I didn't like Fear. Well, Siege wasn't bad.
Siege wasn't
Fear
horrible.
Itself was not good.
Atlantis I don't consider Siege an Oklahoma. Event, though. Because, first of all, Siege was
It can't be Wyoming.
I just don't see it as an event, because Siege was only, like, four issues.
Yeah, and it was really over in three.
And it was basically the conclusion of Dark Reign. That's the way I saw it. Dark Reign was the event, and it was the conclusion, you know? Mm-hmm. So, reading it all together like that, I didn't think it was horrible.
Yeah, no. I like Fear itself.
But the visual of Sentry ripping apart Ares is one of the coolest things.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He hasn't come back either. And do you read Secret Warriors?
I never got a chance to.
Okay, that was really good, but it introduced this kid who was the God of Fear. And so it was like, and then he died somewhere near the end of the series, and then when Fear itself was coming, it's like, oh, okay, this kid's coming back, because his dad, Ares was his dad, and it's like, basically, you can't come up back as a god until you're killed
and
reborn.
He was a god
So you just kind of assumed he would be in Fear itself, and it's like, oh, no, it's something else. It's like, oh, okay, and he hasn't come back.
And that he was, being that he was a god of fear. And then the other one is that Dan Slott character, who is like the psychiatrist at the Avengers Assemble.
Yeah,
like,
the kid who couldn't make your...
Yeah, he was Fear, and we never saw him. So we always thought all these characters are going to make a comeback, and then they never did.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was so disappointing. We all kept making theories about, like, what was happening.
And then nothing happened.
It didn't even happen in the way
these people have these huge hammers, but never really did anything. It was just... that was not a good book.
No.
Dave, what'd you read? You got notes.
That's our favorite book to talk about on this. Fear itself.
Ever.
Yeah, just to touch on Hulk again. I read that. I like that for the most part. I like when Mark Waid does a mystery.
Okay. Well,
hopefully this will go more into... Hopefully this will go into more of Who Shot Bruce Banner. And I don't know what direction he's going to take it, because I like when Mark Waid does a mystery, like Ruse. Or he did a book for Boom a couple years ago, The Unknown, which was really good. Some non-superhero stuff. From
what? We don't talk about that. Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, I'm leaving.
No, I talked about Sam Hannibal, so no. You can leave.
For many listeners.
All right.
So, Chad, listen up.
Yeah.
Go to bed, Chad.
There's an opening.
Go to bed, Chad.
Twilight Zone from Dynamite.
I read the first one. I enjoyed it, but I just never made it back to
it. Yeah, just finished the fourth issue. I don't know if it came out last week or the week before when...
Is it, like, similar to the show where it's an anthology in each?
Yeah, it seems that he's going to... It's written by JMS.
It's a storyline, because, like, it didn't wrap
like
up in the first issue.
The first arc ended with the fourth issue, and he planted... There's a little epilogue at the end that kind of stems off from this story.
Okay.
That's going to go into the next story.
So it's not a true anthology.
Right, no.
Yeah, it depends on what way you look at it, I think. But we'll see when the fifth issue comes out.
Okay.
See if it connects, yeah.
But it's pretty good because the financial, this Wall Street guy is wanted by the government or the police, and he changes identities with another guy so he can get out of it. He would change his identities, and you don't know who he becomes. And then he finds someone else has taken his old identity.
Oh, bastards.
So you hate when that happens. But I don't know. I was just kind of let down by the ending. I won't give away what happens. And Mercenary C.
Okay. I read the first one. I liked it. I just didn't make it to the rest yet.
I've really enjoyed it. It takes place in the 1930s. A submarine crew.
Okay.
They have to rescue, in this issue, they're rescuing a British spy and try to avoid the Japanese. But I love the art style. It's really distinct, really different. I can't imagine it being like any other style for the book and all the...
Just very, like, computer. The only thing I didn't like was the backgrounds. It was just very blocky. It wasn't so much a background as, like, oh, these are trees, and it's just the outlines of the trees in kind of block form.
And Manifest Destiny.
I like the first one that six. I didn't make it.
Every time somebody mentions that book, I always think of X-Men, and I'm just like, no. That's over. That's been over for years.
This is Lewis and Clark. And
yeah, that's how I think Lewis and Clark when I hear it.
We'll see, because I like Original Sin. Was an X-Men story drawn by Mike Diodato. So this new miniseries,
it was like an X-Men tie-in with, it was a Wolverine story. It was a tie-in with Wolverine Origins.
It's the new genre of historical horror.
Right.
Historical horror.
Why not?
They fight the zombie plants and animals in this issue.
You know, like
six.
In the old Wild West. Everybody remembers that.
What they did, and of course.
You didn't read about that in school?
Sacagawea comes to the rescue.
I was paying too much attention to Abraham Lincoln being a vampire hunter.
Sweet, I understand. Yeah, I can see that.
That was a weird movie.
I never saw the movie.
I did.
I heard the book was real good.
Yeah, I heard the book was good. But it's like Snakes on a Plane. The movie title just sells it.
It's kind of funny. The movie, if you imagine, like, if you forget that he is Abraham Lincoln. Like, it's not a bad action movie if you, like, put another person in there. But it's just, like, it just seems so odd with Abraham Lincoln. They might have been able to do it a lot better if they just didn't do the... Some people that aren't in the comics and odd things like this don't accept Abraham Lincoln
as a vampire hunter.
In that medium. Yeah, it's really weird. I just keep... I was looking at this thing while we're talking.
That's the comic
shop. And it's funny,
news,
at the back, it's J. Jonah Jameson as Iron Man. And just his face throughout this is just really... It just
Jonah
is funny.
Yeah.
And I was laughing
like
while he was talking,
Slayer.
And I was just like, that's ridiculous.
Okay, so now, bestsellers today. Because I know, because... Was it Bleeding Cool always does Wednesday and Thursday, which is okay because there's still a lot of books and pull files and stuff. But just to give you the recap for today, Walking Dead. But it was big because I had two guys bought like 15 copies because it was the end of the thing and, you know, they're going to CGC them and stuff. So that's why that one's maybe a little higher than it should be. But then Batman Eternal, Batman still rules things here. Justice League United, Batman Superman 9. Finally, Guardians of the Galaxy, the big anniversary 100th issue. Original Sin, Secret Origin from DC did much better than I expected.
Yeah, you were almost out of that.
Yeah, well, I only ordered 25 and I sold 15 today, so that's good. And not including however many are still in people's...
Yeah,
people's
sold something today?
There's one
books.
Up there and I think there's only two or three in the back.
Yeah, sweet. I probably have one at home too. Aquaman, still a solid book. Daredevil, Flash, and Uncanny Avengers wraps up my top...
SpongeBob?
11. No, SpongeBob did not come out.
But
today.
Isn't it like his 100th anniversary? 100
no,
years?
No, we don't know who what that
100
is.
100 years
we'll,
of SpongeBob.
We'll find out some when the book ships.
Maybe he is 100 years old.
SpongeBob? Could be. Could be. But he lives in a pineapple.
That's the secret to long life.
Okay.
Maybe the pineapple's 100.
That and Krabby Patty.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was Krabby Patty.
Nah, that's not long life. That's cholesterol. I thought this guy out here was
a I didn't know what was going on there.
I looked behind me. I was like, no, Pat. But it was too late.
Oh, sorry, Pat. Okay, shipping next week. The highlights. Some amazing Spider-Man number one is coming next week with One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 billion covers. Then we got some DC's doing a bunch of annuals. We got Batgirl. Oh, geez. Okay, so we didn't get any Avengers books today. There were Marvel was kind of absent this week. We had like I think what Daredevil,
Guardians.
Savage Wolverine,
Savage
Guardians,
Wolverine.
But not none of their big books. Like no X books.
Yeah, there was like no X Men books.
No X books. No Avengers books. But also none of their quirky books.
Yeah.
We didn't get Moon Knight or Magneto or Ms. Marvel.
Or Fantastic Four was this week.
Okay, yeah. But so next week we're getting Avengers, Avengers AI, Avengers World. Let's see.
Avengers Galaxy, Avengers Universe.
Okay, we're not getting New Avengers. It's like, okay, so every Avengers book is coming out next week. And just for fun,
Avengers,
no, just X-Force.
Avengers versus Howard the Duck.
Oh, no, never mind, sorry.
Uncanny Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
He is very uncanny.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting a Batgirl annual, a Batwoman annual, Battlestar Galactica 6.
Galactus and the Man in the Big Yellow Hat.
Yes. Some DC Teen Titans action figures. We're getting Kid Flash, Superboy, and Wonder Girl. Dexter's Laboratory, one of Adam's favorites.
Dexter's Lab?
Yeah. Dream Police, a new book from Image. Flash annual, introducing Wally West. Forever Evil Aftermath, Batman versus Bane. Green Lantern New Guardians Annual, Hulk number 2, so we can see.
Is the Batman versus Bane, is it a one shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
My Little Pony, Adam.
Versus Bane?
No, just My Little Pony.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Break
one of their bags.
Coming from Valiant, we got Rye. We got a book called, I don't know what it is, I only ordered 2, but it's called Sanitarium, so I'm kind of intrigued. Shadow Man, End of Times, another Valiant book. Silver Surfer number 2.
Are you saying that if Marvel gives like some of their books like really creative names, like intriguing names, you'll be like maybe?
Well,
it was classified, it was like Sanitarium, and you'd just be like,
yeah. Well, here's because my favorite books from the last 2 years, Punk Rock Jesus. Six Gun Gorilla.
Okay.
Only reason I read those books was the title.
You do go by the title.
Well, it's not. It's eye catching.
Yeah.
It's okay. What Six Gun Gorilla?
It's a way.
I have to read this.
But if it just says
Sanitarium, I'm kind of going. Okay, I want to read this now. San Hannibal, not necessarily a title, but that cover caught me. I can't tell you the last time a Marvel cover caught my eye.
What if they gave it like a code? Like you know how like movies like they called Star Wars Blue Harvest?
Yeah.
Like what if they gave them like a code that may have dealt with it? That would be more of a better way than just saying classify on every title. At least it would give you. I don't know.
If they told us something, classifies.
It just seems really bad marketing because they're wanting you to sell it, and then you have to give them something to go by. And you could be like, give it some like, they could give it a name that's similar to what it's going to be. It doesn't have to be the exact name, but at least something for you to go by enough to make it sound intriguing. But when it's just classified,
that would be good. You mean Original Sin 5.3 doesn't intrigue you?
No.
How much would it suck if all the books had like half the words redacted and like black lines over people's faces? So
they've done that, haven't they?
Long ago, Marvel gave us a promo thing for Spider-Man. This was at either my first or second Diamond Summit, and it was a Xerox, and half of it was redacted like that.
Because
they didn't want to give it away, and you're looking at it going,
I wonder what it was.
What the hell is it? You know, later on they came out with it, the unredacted version. I don't remember what it was. I didn't care at that point, but it was just one of those. I remember getting it going,
it was Spider Island.
What's the point of this? No, it was before that. It might have actually, well, no, it couldn't have been the
reveal. Maybe it was the Civil War.
No, it had to have been like my second year. I don't think it was my first year.
Space Punisher?
No, but it would have been either.
Were you open when Civil War was out?
Yeah. It might have been the Back in Black stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. Okay. Silver Surfer 2, Southern Bastards, which is getting a lot of press from Image. I think it's Jason Aaron and Jason Latour doing that one. Star Wars Rebel Heist, a new one. It's a 4-issue, and I believe it's a Han Solo book.
Hmm.
So, Uncanny Avengers Annual number 1. I'm a couple issues behind on that. V-Wars, which is a Jonathan Mabry vampire. It was a novel, now it's becoming a book. It's one of the Free Comic Book Day books.
Wow.
So I haven't read it yet, but...
Wait, they're selling
so
issue
number
a free
one?
Comic Book Day book?
The Zero is probably, or a preview is a free... That's
I was going to say, that didn't make any sense.
It's a,
Well, wait. Well, number one comes out on Wednesday, and then you get the free one, which is the preview.
Yeah, good point.
Then again, Marvel kind of does the opposite of that all the time. Like, they'll bring out a book, and then it'll be the free comic book day book, and you'll be like, didn't I just read this? Yeah. Like, why do I want this free comic book day for me?
Good point. Good point. And then Vertigo has a quarterly coming out. Cyan, they're doing the four colors. So that's interesting.
Print colors, cyan, magenta, yellow.
Yeah.
How much is that?
So $7.99, but it's going to be probably one of those, you know, square bound. So I'm intrigued because I love Vertigo, and this would be a good way to get it. So
I don't know. A lot of people don't like Vertigo because it makes them like,
that's not a lot.
Oh, stop. Yeah, that's just the highlights. But it's like, I'm not, well, I did point out Avengers, but I mean, I'm not going to bring up Avengers 28, you know, so it's. Those are just kind of the highlights. I try to just highlight, like, the number ones and things.
No, it just doesn't seem like it.
I was thinking of Lucille, too, who had Vertigo. Remember that? And Arrested Development.
Oh, yes. That was... Oh.
You said Lucille. Yes. I was thinking about...
But then when you said Arrested Development...
And then a seal bites off his hand.
That was a good show. That was such a good show.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're over an hour.
That's
okay.
Podcast.
We'll talk at you next week. Probably be doing previews with the new previews out, although we won't be talking about the Marvel previews. I guess we won't bother with that.
Because you never did the Marvel ones for the last one.
Okay, well, it's classified.
This time you can't. It'll be quick.
So, if there's anything in the previews you're interested in, let me know as soon as you can, because my order is due tomorrow at, like, midnight. Or today, when this goes up. It'll be Thursday at midnight. How we go? That makes more sense.
Hopefully, they will read it.
It honestly snuck up on me this month because with everything getting ready for Free Comic Book Day and stuff, and it just really snuck up on me. So I actually have to finish the data entry tonight. So good thing the Blackhawk game doesn't start till 9:30 because it's going to
be up
a lot of time, and I'll be up, and my wife will be asleep and not minding that I'm sitting there going tip tap 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 tap. So we'll talk at you next week. Have fun. Free Comic Book Day is what, 10 days away?
Yep.
You must come down. I require you to come down. I have, I think, over 7,000 free books to give away, so I don't want to have any left. And we'll talk to you next week. In a single bound, came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town, walk between billionaires and evil scientists, sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. On these cats, right? Yeah.
friend. I'm ripping tracks like a Mark V with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest, you're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody'll save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we